I just love that tune, John Stinson's number two. Those sublime backup chords in the second section, the B part, slay me every time. Where did this tune come from? Join me as I trace a chain of players and renditions, starting with the one you just heard by Atwater Donnelly in 2004, all the way back to John Stinson himself. I first heard the tune when I met St. Louis-based hammered dulcimer player Rick Thumb at the Ozark Folk Center in 1997. Here's Rick with his friends, including Dan Levinson, on fiddle. Later that same week, we were joined at a jam session by the late, great Kathy Barton and her husband Dave Pera. They started playing John Stinson's number two, killing it on banjo and guitar like they did here in 2013. Recently, I researched Kathy and Dave's backstory about the tune, and Dave had this to say. We learned it from fiddler and banjo player Dan Levinson at the Fox Valley Folk Festival in Geneva, Illinois, in 1996. Dan had been recently reminded of the tune by Don Charles and Deb Gessner from Arizona. We realized it probably came to the U.S. with Irish master fiddler Kevin Burke's album, If the Cap Fits, in which he played both numbers one and two. Tunes he learned from West Ireland accordion player John Stinson himself. Kevin fiddled it in unison with an accordion and no chord accompaniment. Perhaps the tune picked up the chords in exchange for the Irish ornaments it lost. Here is Dan Levinson's version. He's joined by friends, including Rick Thumb, on hammered dulcimer. I then contacted Dan, and he corroborated much of what Dave had said. It all started in 1996 with Don Charles and Deb Gessner during an afternoon rehearsal in Akron, Ohio. They asked if I knew John Stinson's number two. I played a fragment, and Don laid these chords into it. What a progression! Fast forward to Winfield, Kansas a few weeks later, I knew Dave and Kathy were there, and they would flip over those chords. The next thing I knew, we were having this great session, and Rick Thumb was there too. What a time! The tune got played all week, and as I was heading out, Rick stopped me and made me record it for him. Next thing I knew, we were in the studio for Rick's Reason to Dance album, and for mine, Light of the Moon. Around the same time, Kathy and Dave released it on their album, Crazy Quilt. About a year later, at the Everett, Michigan Acoustic Music Fun Fest, late one night, I was playing it with Rick and discussing how he and the rest of the dulcimer crowd had learned it from me, when a voice in the dark, accompanied by a fiddle bow pointing at me, said, "Oh, so you're responsible." The tune has been traveling around ever since. After talking to Dan, I then contacted Kevin Burke himself, who told me this. John Stinson grew up in County Sligo, beside where my mother grew up. He and his wife Annie had a large family, the youngest of whom, Rosaline, plays the accordion, as her dad did. I was 15 or 16 when I first heard those tunes. I suspect John wrote them both, but he never admitted that. I never heard anyone else play them before I recorded them in 1978. While there is delightful ornamentation in Kevin's version, as Dave Parra mentioned, there is a conspicuous absence of the chords we've gotten used to hearing in American renditions. By now, you might be a bit confused as to the exact peregrinations of this tune from 1960s Ireland to contemporary U.S. folk circles. It's a classic story of oral transmission. Once Dan Levinson started playing the tune with those chords from Don Charles, it spread like wildfire to where it is now a standard jam tune. So, from John Stenson and Kevin Burke in Ireland, to Don Charles and Deb Gessner in Arizona, to Dan Levinson in Ohio, to Kathy Barton, Dave Parra, and Rick Thumb in Missouri, the tune has proliferated in circles as far as Japan, Ontario, California, Rhode Island, and back to Ireland, picking up those riveting chords, varying melody, harmony, the spelling of the name, and even changing the key from A to D to suit mountain dulcimer players. I leave you with Ohio-based group Square 13 performing the tune in 2015.